Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Here comes the pitch. He struck him out swinging. It's save number 30 for Kirby Yates, and the Rangers have beaten the Mariners 5-4.
Eric Nadel with the call in your home of the World Series champs. Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the latest stop of the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour 2024 in Burleson. Perfect weather.
Fire Station number one in Burleson. And this is the site of our best fan hang that we've ever had in Burleson. It was about a year or two ago at Twin Peaks, which is tremendous. And this is Tolo country. And they were here representing at 6 a.m.
We have an accident update.
Oh, man. They were running. Major crash. Just down the street here off of a road called Wilshire. And, yes, they hustled out. They hustled.
Kamar Rocker, electric last night, even maybe stealing the show in DFW from Thursday Night Football. As he went out, he was composed, and he was electric. Four innings, three hits, one run, two walks, seven strikeouts, and here was Rocker after he blew away many of the Mariners.
No, I still can't believe it, but it was a good one. I'm glad we got a win out of it, and it was a fun one. Just staying in the game, working with runners on, little things like that. Got some things to work on, but keep going at it.
Now, were you there with me for the Gallo debut?
Yes, it was against the White Sox.
I have no idea.
I think so.
But I think he homered.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of another Ranger debut that felt this big.
The Gallo one, because, you know, he homered either once or twice. I can't remember. But that was pretty darn cool because he had all the hype leading up to it.
What did you make of his stuff?
Electric. There's a reason why he was one of the best pitchers in college. There's a reason why he was drafted in the top 10 by two different teams. Remember, the Mets drafted him the year before. And they didn't sign him. There was, I can't remember if he didn't want to sign with them or there was an issue with the medicals or both. And then the Rangers drafted him again the next year. So he was drafted in the top 10 twice. And then, he was obviously a very highly touted prospect throughout his time in the minors. Had the arm injuries, but there's a reason. There's a reason for all that. It's because his stuff's electric.
We knew that the slider was going to be the focus. He threw his first changeup in the fourth inning. Justin Turner finally got him with a solo shot to tie the game. Rangers end up winning, as you heard from Nadel right here on the fan. But it's hard not to hype this.
You have to hype it. Just, you know, let's just say, you know, like the chance that he turns into Paul Skeens, right? Probably not high because Paul Skeens is a unicorn. But just think about this. Were the fans in Pittsburgh after his debut not, like, super hyped? Of course they were. You have to be. You have to be hyped about it because, first of all, this team organizationally does not develop pitchers. They just have a history of that. And then, secondly, he has, like, he's a monster human. He's 6'5", like, 250.
Compare his size and his stuff to, like, Leiter.
I mean, Leiter still throws hard, right? Leiter throws hard. Leiter gets the absolute most out of his body. But they're also, like, this is why major league teams, they fall over themselves for guys who are his size. Because guys who are his size, theoretically, the thought is they hold up better. You know, now there's your Pedro Martinez's who are barely 6 feet tall who hold up well. But the thought is that, you know, if you're 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", 5", whatever, you're going to hold up better as a power pitcher than a guy who's 5'11".
What jumped out to y'all? Did you immediately switch on over last night? How did you balance it out? I put the football game on my computer.
Oh, see, it was on Prime, so I don't know. I was recording the game. I recorded the Rangers, and then I wanted to go back and be able to run through it. So I didn't switch over immediately. I recorded it, and I did switch over.
All right, let's turn Bobby Belt loose here amongst the Tolos. I want to get everyone on air for taking the time to come out here. Take it away, Bob.
Yes, I'm out here in the field. Going to get named
in the
location,
field.
And we're also going to figure out what they're picking for the game on Sunday. So name, where you're from, and who you're picking in the Cowboys game.
Cardio J from Mansfield, and of course I'll see Eric out there at the pregame, but Cowboys, of course.
Hey, yeah. So ask him, without getting too graphic, Ocho Cinco said that Jay could have helped Shannon Sharp. Does he agree?
I have no idea.
Good. Okay. Good.
All right, let's circle around here, over here. Name, where you're from, and your pick.
Dawn from Weatherford, Texas. Pick's going to be a Cowboys, obviously. But it's going to be a tight game. Pretty sure Carr is going to match Dak almost for passing yard. But we're going to come away.
Wow. Bobby, you going to take that?
What a hot take there, Dawn.
That'd be a big disappointment because Derek Carr is not a good player. All right. We got the Wells brothers here with their Tolo shirts. So, brothers, introduce yourself for Sunday's game.
Chris and Rusty Wells.
Cowboys.
Well. Cowboys by 13.
What do you got?
Cowboys by 20.
Now, the fact that you work at AT&T Stadium, are you, like, contractually obligated to pick the Cowboys by 13?
I bleed blue.
Oh, that's so touching. But I'm not asking you because you're going to talk about the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
I bleed red.
Name, where are you from?
I'm William.
And what's your pick for the Cowboys game?
14.
Oh, my gosh. We're
Cowboys
predicting blocks
14.
Here.
14.
Name, where are you from?
Thomas Ferguson.
And what's your pick for the Cowboys game?
By 3.
Close one. Okay. Name, where you from?
Tyler from Burleson.
Cowboys game?
Oh, Cowboys. 35-14, baby.
Ooh, all right. Look at that.
A lot of confidence here. Name, where you from?
Gabe from Burleson. I got the Cowboys by 3.
Ooh, right. Nice shirt, baby. I have the same one. Look at that. Bobby, you know what that shirt is? That's from a great movie.
Yeah,
it's from an all-time great movie from a great actor, Kevin Costner.
No, he
yes.
is a trash
See,
actor.
He knows. He yeah, knows. No, great actor.
No. All right, the best actor is no longer here. Go ahead.
Jaime from Fort Worth, and I also got the Cowboys by 3.
All right, man!
Tate, step over here. I don't want to get too close and get feedback from the speaker. So
yeah, this has been
ahead.
A bad audio segment.
Yeah, it's
Fort Worth. I got Cowboys by 13.
Just a route. Cowboys by 13. And then over here, what do we got?
West Funky Town. Yeah. I got Cowboys by 10.
Cowboys by 10, okay. And then we got Jackson here. Jackson, what's your where are you from?
USA.
USA, that's right, baby. USA, USA, USA.
How old are you, Jackson?
5.
5. You're wearing a Longhorn shirt. You got the Cowboys winning this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was the bigger disappointment, Shaka Smart or Charlie Strong?
Shaka.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shaka was off. All right. Name, where are you from?
This is Fred from Fort Worth, Texas.
And you're Jackson's dad. What's your pick for the game here?
Oh, Cowboys by 99, baby.
99.
What? Route? Yeah, it's unanimous. Cowboys win this game.
So, Choppy, what I said to McCarthy, though, they like handle games and win the games that they're supposed to win.
Always. They've been doing this for 20 years. They've been doing that for 20 years where it doesn't matter who the coach is, from Wade to Jason to Mike, when they're a favorite at home against a team that is average or worse, they run that team. Like this was not even a question for me on how to bet this game. It's inside the 7, right? It was a 6.5-point spread. It's inside the as a favorite, your two best odds that you're going to find are 2.5 and 6.5. That's what you want, right? Because they're inside those numbers. It was a no doubter. Like that, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, I'm jumping on this, and I'm stunned that it hasn't moved.
Let's go around the rest of the NFL. Choppy, we got Jamar Chase's money. We got Kyler Murray with Marvin Harrison Jr. Kirk Cousins saying the ankle is not a problem and a big major issue. Where do you want to start around the league?
Let's start with Kyler Murray. Okay, now Kyler Murray said that it was a very interesting question. This is kind of a media watchdog situation here because he was talking about playing the position when you have a top flight receiver and finding ways to get the ball to him in big spots.
It's I don't think it's on the cut sheet, Choppy.
It's all right. I said it, but it's okay. So what he said is, as a quarterback, you go through your reads. Sometimes the ball goes to him, but that's not my job. I have a sense and a feel for guys that don't get the ball and when they are getting the ball, but I leave that up to Drew, as the OC. He tells me, don't worry about that type of stuff. Just keep playing your game. Get the ball where the ball's supposed to go. And the media keeps saying, oh, Kyler's saying it's not my job to get the ball to a player. Yeah, no, it's not. You guys are completely taking this out of context. It's not his job to get him the ball. It's his job to complete a pass. It's his job to go through the progressions that are set by the coach. It's his job to find the open man, score points, win games. It's not his job to get the ball to one person. Am I wrong? Am I crazy on this one?
No, it's not. But, I think the quote on its own of it's not my job to get somebody the ball is ridiculous. Like, that alone is just a bad quote, and it is a thoroughly Kyler-like quote. Sure, he's not in charge of the progressions necessarily in terms of, like, setting right. them within the play. But, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick talked about this yesterday, that it's one of those things where it doesn't matter. You still have to look over there. But, like, there reaches a point where you say, kind of, progressions be damned, I have to look over here and see if he's getting open and see if I can work him the ball.
I'm more interested in seeing how big of a problem Marvin Harrison could be. You heard some whispers. I was at Fanatics or some drama.
Yeah.
We know about his pops kind of behind the scenes. And then he's already talking after week one.
Yeah, and he's somebody who...
I've totally forgot about him, too.
Yeah,
He has been completely dwarfed by Malik Nabers at this point in terms of, like, the hype. And
Malik Nabers supposed to be a little banged up.
And Marvin Harrison, you know, yesterday I heard G-Bag talking about it where Eric was like, I was watching some of this and he just didn't look like he was... He looked a little, like, lazy out there. And so Broadus went back in the middle of the show and watched tape, like, during a break. He was like, I got to see what he was looking like. And he's like, oh, he did. He's like, Marvin Harrison doesn't even look like he's running coming off the ball. And so was he checking out a little bit early? Is he just not a crazy athlete? He chose not to test before the combine, refused to give anybody his 40 time. And so that became a little bit of an issue and a little bit of a talking point leading up to the NFL draft. But, I mean, he looked to be open at times, and it just he wasn't getting the ball thrown as well.
Kirk Cousins says the foot is fine.
Yep, Kirk Cousins says, RJ Choppy, you stop the cap. You stop the slander. He's tired of you and Baltimore Ravens undercover assistant and employee Warren Sharp talking trash about him. He said on Thursday that his right Achilles, which he tore in week 8 of last season, feels good. Said his struggle Sunday had nothing to do with his health, nothing to do with his availability. He said, I feel like I can move and push as I normally would. And to me, it's like, yeah, okay, I'd say the same thing if my replacement was right over my shoulder, is about as pro-ready as a lot of these quarterbacks are going to be. And to me, it's like, it's clear that you either see he's not all the way back, he's not healthy enough yet, or this is what he is now.
Yeah.
Like, this is physically what he is. Like, he is healed, but this is the limitation of who he is post-Achilles.
What's up with Jamar's money?
All right, so if you think the Cowboys are cheap, get a load of this. The Bengals, they haven't done the extension with Jamar Chase, and the reports are it's because of guaranteed money. That's one of the issues. So how are the Bengals going to find this guaranteed money? Well, I'm glad you asked. They're holding a watch party at their stadium, and tickets are $99.
For the watch party?
For the watch party.
GoFundMe ass team.
And it includes $25 towards discounted concessions.
Wow.
So you can buy your tickets. So this cheap-ass team, the Cincinnati Bengals, trying to get up the gobble up all the cash they can to give Jamar Chase his guaranteed money, charging you $99 to get into their own watch party at Paycor.
I've never understood the guaranteed money being a hang-up with somebody on their first deal. Because when you're talking about Jamar Chase, do you expect Jamar Chase is not going to be there in 4 years?
Right.
What do you care about guaranteeing it? Like, I understand you're worried about injury or whatever sure. else, but, like, you have insurance policies on that. There's no indication that Jamar Chase is not going to be good in 4 years.
There could be a smoking tape in the Deshaun Watson story as Tony Busby, the lawyer who represented all the Deshaun accusers and the recent one, said, we're going to be talking soon, and we have video.
Yeah.
Of something.
So they have what they have is they're going to meet with the NFL, and witnesses, they say, are going to meet with the NFL, and they're telling the NFL they have video. Now, the video could be it could be just her giving her initial deposition statement to him. All right.
If she has video of him that's damning enough, I think we could get a Donald Sterling situation. That's my hot take.
I think if she's got video that's damning enough, we could get a jail time situation.
Yeah. It could very well be a Ring doorbell camera where it shows him leaving and her screaming. It could be that. And it may not show anything like inside the home, but
Yelling and screaming when she went to get changed or start recording him while she was in the bathroom doing her makeup.
It could be anything. So you just don't know. And that's from Deshaun. That has to be very, very scary for Deshaun. He should absolutely be petrified if that's it. If it's just a deposition, then it's just a statement. But if it's damning like that, I mean, I think you're right. We could get a Donald Sterling.
Around the NFL here on Sean and RJ, Firehouse number one in Burleson on DFW Sports Station. We have the junk drawer coming up. And why is Trey Lance trending on social media after Thursday night football? Let's get into a Saints preview. Your official picks at 8 o'clock as well. Miami Dolphins going to pick up any type of phone. Cowboy fans are they're praying. They're begging. They're desperate. Why Trey Lance?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's a trending after Tua next on Sean and RJ.
Tua, pressure, look out, forced to throw it, and it's going to be picked off along the sideline. Ingram, untouched.
Chris Strong getting it done in place of Pepe. Every time we come out here to these Firehouse tours, we get all the Peyton Russell questions.
Did you get Peyton Russell questions? I never get them. Everybody's always just like, thank God Peyton's not here. And we're saying the same thing this morning. Thank God Peyton's not here. It's going smoothly. The show is being run competently. Those are all things that I think whenever Peyton's not around.
The reads are definitely smooth with a deeper voice.
Yeah, yes. just a radio quality voice. Somebody who we're not worried about getting us canceled by saying something sideways. His just added commentary that's unnecessary.
Deep voice. A lot of testosterone in that voice. More than Peyton.
Didn't he go at Chief the other day, too? He said he was like a fan phenom or something. So he's roasting. Yeah, exactly. He's roasting all of our coworkers, too.
I mean, he went at Blake Elliott, too, in that comment.
Yeah.
Double.
He's toxic. This is when Dawson talks about us being the most toxic show, I think he's just talking about Peyton Russell.
Is he going somewhere? Is he doing something?
I don't know. He's like already emailed us, like, hey, last night I'm available to do anything. Love the Star is going to be Wednesday. Thursday I'm out. I'm not going to be able to post anything till Sunday. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right, whatever.
Look, he should. What he should do is make an appearance here this morning. He should surprise us.
Oh yeah, He's always off. Crying. He doesn't get to come out here.
Oh, he is dying to make an appearance at one of these things.
Yeah, the people want to see his half beard.
We should set up like an autograph table for him and be like, no, seriously, people. Like Rangers fan fest.
We make him sit at the table the whole time.
No, right here, like next to the fan table, and convince that people want his autograph.
Side 8x10 glossy.
Yes, and like sit right there. He would sit there and
he
not
absolutely
feel dumb.
Would.
No,
he would sit there waiting like and thinking that people are lining up for his autograph.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd do a Peyton autograph table right here. The audio you heard was from Amazon Prime as the Buffalo Bills destroy. Look, no one's going to talk about the Bills win.
No.
I would like to for a second because I think finally Sean McDermott decided we can't have Josh Allen do everything. We don't have a true number one. We don't have stud receivers. And we need to run the football. And thanks to Bobby Belt, I have James Cook on my fantasy team who scored 3 touchdowns last night. Defensively, we saw what they did. They tortured Tua even before he left the game with a concussion. So I do want to add in here, are the Buffalo Bills making a dramatic coaching change to help out Josh Allen? Because go look at his numbers. They're pedestrian. They're down. He scored a lot. I think he scored a lot of touchdowns week one. But, like, he had 3 pass attempts late in the first half. So if you drafted Josh Allen in fantasy, you may not love this. They had to do something to create more balance and help him.
I mean, yeah, I think he had 4. He had 4 touchdowns in week one, right? 2 rushing, 2 throwing. Yeah, look, they are – think about what their last 6 quarters have been like. Because they were down 17-3 to Arizona. And since then, I mean, they've just been a dominant football team, and they are run. I mean, they ran right over Miami.
He hasn't thrown for over 233 yards in the first 2 weeks.
In the first 2 weeks,
yep. He threw for 139 last night, 13-19.
Matthew Stafford and Deshaun Watson have more pass attempts than Josh Allen, and he's played 2 full games. They played in week one. Like, that's how little.
Wait, Stafford had what, 47 or something like that?
19 attempts last night for Josh Allen. He had 23 in week one. I mean, that's just.
It's great.
That's unheard of in today's NFL where you just have. I mean, they ran 45 plays on offense. They had the ball for 23 minutes last night, and they didn't need much more than that. I think Buffalo was really impressive to me last night. In terms of just they looked like they were totally outclassing Miami in terms of quality as a team.
And they own Miami, too.
Yeah.
If you look back, they
Since
own
2016,
them.
Really.
So now, obviously, all the focus is on Tua. Spotrac put this out about the money. The deal includes $167 guaranteed for injury, $43 million of which has been paid this year. If he's medically cleared to return but opts to retire, he'll forego the remaining $124 million guaranteed. If he's medically forced into retirement, he has a right to collect the $124 million remaining.
Yeah, and I'm sure that would be insured. I don't know how that would work. But what does that do for the cap? If, let's say he's medically told he can't play anymore.
I don't believe that, like, if he's collecting it, I think they're on the hook for it. Like, on the cap. Even if they've got insurance to actually pay the figure to where they don't have to pay the $124 million themselves, I think it charges against them.
And if he decides that he is going to, like, if he just decides that he retires, but he's medically cleared, and they're probably still on the hook for that too, right?
No, because I don't believe that's guaranteed money at that point. So it's not anything that's on the books for them. It's guaranteed if he has to medically retire because it's guaranteed for injury. If he just chooses, I'm not comfortable doing this anymore, then that's money that doesn't guarantee at that point. So they're not on the hook for it.
How many more games does Tua play this season?
I don't. Okay, so I went and looked at their schedule. They play Seattle, Tennessee, New England, Indy, Arizona in their next 5. That takes him to Halloween. I think he plays five.
Five. So he
does get hurt again.
So he does play again this year.
13. Gets hurt. Maybe misses like. So they've already played 2. So I think he misses maybe the next one. Misses another game somewhere along the road, but otherwise plays 13. He shouldn't play anymore. If I was his family member, I would be in his ear like, you got to stop.
Does he have kids?
I
know he got married or he got engaged. He was really ticked off at the media or somehow that got out. This
two
is just,
kids.
He's got 2 kids?
He does?
A son and a daughter.
See, I was like, I don't think Tua has kids. That's going to force him, you know, that's going to play into him going back out on the field. If you have 2 kids, maybe that starts factoring in heavier.
The report last night said that he stayed in the Dolphins locker room after with his wife and kids. So I don't know. Like, I mean, to me, if I'm a family member of his, I'm telling him, I think you need to walk away. Like, you've got enough money to live off of. You need to walk away.
I think he plays because there's no way the Dolphins gave him this extension without factoring for this built in. They had to have sat down and said, what if he gets concussed again? He's going to get a concussion probably throughout the rest of his playing days.
Mm-hmm.
If they had it decided he's not playing anymore, they wouldn't have given him the deal. So they had to have factored this in. Therefore, he will be back out on the field, I think.
What was the old Parcells line about retirement, then you're already gone, basically? He talked about how he thought about it. Yeah. And so he clearly sees light at the end of the tunnel.
It's hard not to when it's a head injury like that. You know, when you're just getting old, maybe you don't think about it. But when you're talking about that and he's, like you said, 26, he might not walk in 5 years. His brain injuries might be – I mean, it's sad because he seems like a – I mean, he's corny. Like, football players are corny in general, but he seems like an awesome dude.
Yeah.
Like, he really seems like one of the nicest dudes in the league.
I think it burns him to prove that he's – worth all the money.
Tough, good player, whatever. I mean, I think he wants to.
We know why. But Trey Lance is trending, Bobby.
Yeah. I think I got a dozen tweets last night of just, hey, well, would you pick up the phone and call the Dolphins about Trey Lance? Or, man, how much would it take for you to give up Trey Lance? Here's the thing. I think the reason why you said, would you pick up the phone and call the Dolphins about Trey Lance is because you know they are not picking up the phone to ask you about Trey Lance.
Right.
Because Trey Lance kind of showed you what he is during the preseason. All of the values. If you are a team that says, hey, we're not going to have Tua, if you're any team that's missing your quarterback, aren't you calling Ryan Tannehill? Or aren't you calling about – how many names are you going through in your head before you even get to – asking about Trey Lance.
So the Browns had Jameis and Huntley, right?
Yeah, and Dorian Thompson.
They got plenty. I know they got Deshaun with that whole mess, but they got guys. You're going to call Josh Dobbs, I'm sure. You'll call C.J. Beathard.
If you were Miami, would you call Dallas about Trey Lance or about Cooper Rush?
I'd call about Cooper Rush.
Especially given what they've done with Tua, a guy who is not necessarily – the strongest arm, but is accurate and for that system. I would say, oh no, the guy who would fit better into what Mike McDaniel wants to do would be Cooper Rush.
Like you said, Tannehill, call the Rams about Jimmy Garoppolo before you call about Trey Lance. Like,
but that arm was on display trying to throw away to the sideline. Couldn't get it.
I know.
Couldn't get it where he wanted for the pick six. That was bad.
That was very bad.
It's a weak arm. It's all about timing. It's about accuracy, which Cooper Rush could fit in there. Yep. He could win you games, I'm sure, with Miami. I would absolutely call about Cooper Rush before I would Trey Lance. Trey Lance, to me, is the phone call you make when, similar to the one Dallas did, where it's like, we need a lotto ticket. Like, we got our guy, we think, and we're in all likelihood going to work this deal out, but we need somebody who's going to be our lotto ticket.
Just the point you mentioned about timing and accuracy. The first interception, like that, it just bounced off the guy's shoulder pad. Like, he wouldn't even look at the ball.
Well, that was the receiver's fault.
Right,
a perfect throw.
Perfect throw, but that's the thing about timing with him. Like, he has to, his arm's not great, so he has to throw it a little earlier than normal.
Yeah. All right, so we're facing Derek Carr coming up this weekend, and apparently someone on TV was so adamant about making a Derek Carr point, he was going to do it through an earthquake yesterday on FS1. As soon as we crap on Peyton, as soon as we give Chris Strong his prop.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. You got me. All right,
this is James Jones. This is James Jones. Shady's on here. Acho is on here. Chase Daniel is on here. So
one competent person.
And that
James Jones? Yeah, who's the
James Jones is okay, I guess. James Jones and Chase Daniel. Acho and Shady are two effing morons.
So this is
damn, Bob.
This is James Jones, and he is not gonna be denied this take on Derek Carr during the middle of the 5-point.
I was with Derek Carr as a rookie, and we started 0-10, right? And Derek Carr had offensive coordinator, head coach. Offensive coordinator, head coach, year after year after year. But you know what we seen when we turn the tape on with Derek Carr?
Oh, shoot.
Earthquake. Oh. Earthquake, 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 yep. Earthquake.
You know what we seen?
Hold on, James, it's earthquake.
It is rocking.
Are we good?
Something about Big Mac. We good. I lost my
life. TV shaking and all that.
Lights are shaking.
Yeah, look.
All right, go ahead.
5.0 earthquake.
Yeah, yeah.
Which y'all just witnessed us navigate.
in real time. Yep. That's why the cameras are shaking.
Oh, my gosh.
Cameras are still shaking.
No,
Jay's talking about bigger made for who lose our lives. No, that's crazy, man.
That's
Acho's fault. He had this topic. But Derek Carr
like had Baker Mayfield like that.
Derek Carr had the same situations that Baker Mayfield had. And you know what we've seen with Derek Carr? A really good football player.
He was not going to be – he was going to get that point out.
And that was an earthquake.
5.1.
Oh, it's shit. Like, you see the cameras. And is there a worse place you can imagine being than, like, a TV studio with those lights and everything hanging up? That is the last place I would want to be during an earthquake.
So, this is the fifth earthquake that was between a 3.5 and a 5.7 on the Richter scale that they've had in L.A. since July 21st. We were there when they had one on the 29th. Now, we didn't feel it. Because it was more on the east side of L.A., not in where we were. But that's the fifth one they've had in 2 months.
What sports point are you willing to just power through an earthquake to make? Because to me, obviously, if I'm making a point about Dak and somebody's pissed me off enough, I'm going to keep talking.
I don't know.
It's probably something Manning related to me.
Yeah.
Something like Tennessee. I'm powering through that thing. Nico, baby.
Yeah.
I am a believer.
Speaking about Derek Carr. Well, how much of a mirage was that week one?
So, Derek Carr, I went back. I was watching things because I was anticipating looking and seeing, okay, this is something where Carolina's really awful or, you know, Derek Carr has not basically that it was going to be smoke and mirrors and that we're going to look at it and say this is stuff that Dallas is going to be able to counter. I do think that Clint Kubiak deserves a ton of credit for bringing a system in that is going to play into the strengths of Derek Carr and kind of create an offensive system around that, but Derek Carr deserves a lot of credit for it. He made a lot of really good throws, and I don't know if this is just he's found comfort in the system that they're doing, or if it's just about, hey, this is, you know, leans into a lot of his abilities, and so he's going to have success with it. But that first touchdown he threw in that game against Carolina was a dot. Like, he put that right on the money, and if this is going to take advantage and kind of leverage his skill set, it doesn't look like it's just leaning into it and playing into a skill set. This feels like Derek Carr is leveling up that skill set. Like, he's throwing with a confidence knowing that this is a system that's created for me, because he was confident going through his reads, going through his progressions, getting to the guy that he's supposed to get to. I do feel like one of the things I wanted to ask McCarthy, and we got out of it too quick, and he probably wouldn't have given us like a super clear answer on it, was when he talked about Dennis Allen running a lot of the different schemes that, you know, Mike Zimmer does, that what kind of an advantage does that potentially give you when you're talking about Dak? Okay, Dak practices against this with Zimmer. Or Derek Carr. Derek Carr practices against this with Dennis Allen, so he's got a good beat on what a lot of these coverage concepts are going to be like. But I do think that I don't think it was just as simple as Carolina's bad. I think New Orleans might be better than we thought they were at the start of the year.
Derek is he's one of two things.
Like he drama queen.
Oh, that's part of it.
Hallmark Carr.
Yep.
He loves Dallas, man. He named his child Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. His son's name is Dallas.
Wow.
Like, he's a good player, but that's the ceiling. But he's also the worst quarterback in the league, because you don't want Derek Carr, because Derek Carr is going to win you 9 games. And he's just going to be good enough to not be able to get a really good player in the draft. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, he puts you in that middle that you don't want to be in. He's fine.
Is he the baseline quarterback in the NFL?
I think people
talk about Cousins that way, and I've always thought that was unfair. But is it Carr? Is Carr like, this is the baseline for like totally league average quarterback? Anybody above Derek Carr is probably good. Anybody below him is not.
I think you're in the ballpark.
Yeah.
I think it's fair.
I think that's generally the catch for – and that's why I think I was impressed with Carr. I watched him and I said, this is somebody who's better than I've seen in recent years.
Let's talk about our quarterback for a second. You know how Trump got triggered the other night by his rallies?
Uh-huh. It was a debate I won. Okay.
He would have argued for an earthquake for that.
That I was the winner of that debate. There's not going to be a second one. She wants a second one. There's not going to be a second
one. Rematch.
No rematch. Prize fighters who lose want a rematch. I don't want a rematch.
Well, if you want to trigger – Dak Prescott, he got triggered yesterday by Clarence Hill bringing up dominoes.
It's an old domino talk.
Oh, I know. You don't want to play that domino.
Stop it, man. Old school.
I put the spots and dots on it, bro.
Okay.
I play dominoes at any point.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
We go play right now. If it won't take number 10 minutes. Yes. That. I promise you.
All right. Sorry. Let's go.
I promise you.
See?
I can do that and play and talk.
Okay.
So the PR, I think the PR guys, all right, guys, let's get going. But the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys is, like, fully engaged in this discussion. He was dead on serious with Clarence Hill being like, don't bring up dominoes. Do not bring up. I'll go right here in the back next to Amari Cooper's chessboard, and I'll play you.
Yeah, because I think, you know, the way Dak is going to take that, the way Dak is going to hear that is like, no. The old head is not going to walk in here and try and, like, sun me with his, you know, ability. I'll set him straight real quick. Especially, to be honest, if there's anybody that's going to get Dak to react that way on a topic, it's going to be Clarence.
I don't know how to play dominoes.
I have no idea.
Do you?
I've it's been years, but yes, it's you got to match up the
is that why I said I'll spot and dot your ass?
Yeah, and you got to
put the spots and dots on you.
You can do your sideways, and but yes, it's something you got. I would have to remember.
I mean, if I learned, I'm sure I would be really great at it.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure you would.
You've been exposed over the past year
with what
your mouth with talking big.
I don't know that I've been exposed by anything. You know they have a basketball hoop back here, right? You know they've got a hoop back here. I've talked about my jump shot. They've got a hoop back here.
Oh God.
Let's see it.
Oh God. I'm undefeated here
splashy,
at the station.
Splash
in a horse. You probably shoot like Brooks Koepka did.
You know they have what? Regulation size basketballs here, Sean. Right? It's not the ones from the house.
They got WNBA balls.
Brooks looks like he had never played basketball before. He looks like he played baseball and football, but
it's
never
almost like
basketball.
You don't need to be an athlete to be good at golf.
I'm glad you took that little shot at me because I have the first story in the junk drawer.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer? Junk it!
All right, let's clean up the things we did not get to throughout the course of the week before we make our official Cowboys-Saints picks. A lot of Tolos out here in Burleson just picking the Cowboys by 3. 8 o'clock, get in the official predictions on DFW Sports Station. Can I talk about what happened yesterday?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Uh-oh. What did I miss?
This is for Ruben, too. It's been a long-time show debate on who the official Sean and RJ driver should be. And yesterday gave even more evidence for RJ Choppy.
I would say even more evidence. The first bit of evidence.
In the driver's seat as Bobby Belt got in an accident on the way home.
Oh, Bender, no. Leaving Rally House yesterday.
Yeah. Well, he told me first, he's like, my prep's going to be a little bit late after I hit this person. And I was like,
joking.
Funny, whatever. I didn't even respond. I'm trying to just get over this week with Bobby. And then he's like, no, seriously, I hit someone. And I was like, all right, let's talk about it. And RJ, you can sit up even taller.
All right.
As the official morning show driver, your number one seat has been cemented.
Yeah, this was yesterday. I was out at Rally House. It was a great time. I got to hang out with the Tolos. The very first listener that came up, a gentleman named Joey Garcia. He said, I heard y'all talking about Joe T. Garcia's earlier. And I was like, oh, that's my event. I heard you say Rally House. I was like, oh, well, I got to go out there. I got to make an appearance.
So was that him?
No, it was not. He's not a member of the Garcia family. He's not a member of the Garcia family. It's just it triggered him to come out and say something about it. But Joey Garcia.
My name's Ronald McDonald. I heard you talking about
the
Arches.
About me.
I don't know. I think
not affiliated whatsoever.
Sorry. I think that would be also be something I would mention if I met somebody named Ronald McDonald at Rally House. I think I would also mention
honestly,
that.
If I met someone named Ronald McDonald, I would want to meet their parents.
Exactly. So I'm going up there.
Look like Carter.
Yeah.
Over there on 20 at 20, which is named Ronald Reagan Memorial Highway. Chop. I don't know if you knew that technically.
I did not know that.
20. I'm riding up to 20 up at Matlock. Okay. So you know generally what we're talking about
in
Arlington.
Absolutely.
All right. So I need to go the other way on 20. So I get up to Matlock and it's one of those loops over the bridge, like one of the U-turn lanes that's specifically designed for that. So I take the U-turn and there's somebody parked there and she starts going a little bit like she's moving and there's an opening there. So I'm like, okay, she's going. I'm going to start looking towards traffic over here and see what's coming this way. So I'm keeping an eye on this. I see that it's open. And so I'm like, okay, I've got a window here to go. And so I start going. I turn around and she had not gone. And I went right into the back of her.
Ugh.
And we pulled off to the side of the road. It was my fault. I was being too eager. And I didn't verify that she had actually gone. But we pulled off to the side, and my car definitely took the worst of it. It was not. It was something where
the Explorer.
No, it was the Altima. And so I thought I drove the Explorer here this morning, but I had actually when I first saw it, I was like, okay, it's just scratched, and that's all it looked like. It looked like both of our cars were scratched. They weren't even really dented. And so
probably $3,000 scratch to get that fixed.
Too. No, I
as long as it's not hail damage.
I got home and I told Kristen.
Crooks
I was like,
out there.
I told Kristen. I said. Car's outside. I told her about what happened and she's like, all right, I'm gonna go take a look at it. And she goes outside and she comes back in and she's got a smirk on her face of just like and I was that already kind of triggered me a little bit. And I was like, what
And whose makeup were you bending down to pick up?
Why is there a photo of someone's insurance in our car? Whose insurance is that?
Whose insurance?
Why do you have a woman's insurance in our car?
Is that blood or lipstick?
So I said, what? And she said, the bumper's falling off. I was like, yeah, okay, you're exaggerating. So I get up and I look out there. Nope, sure enough, it's like apparently over the course of driving, I guess it had like come off a little bit. It was not like dangling off, but it's definitely disconnected. So I was looking up last night. Apparently on the Altima, front bumper replacement might be about $1,000, which is not great, but it's not as bad as like replacing the back.
So how fast were you going?
I mean, it was just enough to like start getting going and turn around and brake.
Because those bumpers, they have—I think they're called like 5 mile an hour bumpers or something like that. Like it's not.
I'd probably gotten up to trying to beat it. I probably got up to like 10 pretty quick.
Okay.
And so,
would you like to say anything about it?
I mean, it's more of an "I told you so." You know, it's one of those things I don't have to say anything because, you know, when was the last accident you got into? It's been 13 years, almost of the day.
Why? Because you drive like you're driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, really?
You are Morgan Freeman in the vehicle.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds like y'all need to race out here.
Right now, you want to go? Let's go.
I don't have my Maxima.
You can probably beat him in the
show. I have the Explorer.
If I had the Maxima, I'll race anyone. Not anyone.
You know what he does, by the way? I just found this out a couple weeks ago. I'm driving in. He turns into our parking garage from the middle lane. He stays in the middle lane and turns out. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, there's a pothole over there. I hit it once, so I never drive it that late.
All right, Ruben, good for Sarah on the passenger side. That's right into her.
Well, I make sure that nobody's coming. It's 5 a.m. No one's coming. No one's coming.
All right, Ruben.
I live right behind you.
I knew you were there.
You're in the car with us in these mornings, so you got to pick who you want to drive, Bobby, Choppy, and why.
I want Choppy.
Yeah.
You're going to get in the car. During the next break, you're going to get in the car with me. We're going to take a lap, and we're going to come back.
This is not driver's ed.
I'm going to show him.
Why? Why Choppy?
He's more aware of what's going on, and he's very good at multitasking.
You could say texted and driving. You could say that.
No, because we vibe off each other.
We do vibe.
Especially on the road trips, I am the designated DJ when it comes to the car.
Yeah.
And so...
That's why.
And Respect. And in honor of that, I want to hold up this shirt that Tolo Jason Smith brought out here and made for us. This is our morning show slogan, Sorry About Bobby.
Yeah.
He heard us say it one day, and he went and made these shirts.
I didn't even notice he had the new Sean and RJ Twitch logo on.
He does more T-shirts for us than Spittle does, who owns a company. So Sorry About Bobby, the new morning show shirt. I love it. Thank you, Jason Smith.
Well
appreciate
done.
You.
I'm not even kidding. You're getting in the car with me. When
I am accident-free. Of my own doing since the year 2000. So, like, you know, other people have hit me before. They've hit me.
Yeah.
You know, but...
You're an awful driver who can't get us anywhere in a decent amount of time. So that's fine.
You know what? I don't care for that.
All right, Junk Drawer continuing here on DFW Sports Station. How about the Bon Jovi story?
This is really, really cool. So there was surveillance footage on this bridge in Nashville.
He was filming a music video, I think.
Yeah, he was down in Nashville. I mean, he's got like some country stuff that he's been doing in the latter part of his career. He's no longer like John Bon Jovi doing stuff. But so there was a woman who was on the other side of the railing on this bridge over the Tennessee River, and he is spotted walking closer to her, and then he talks her off the ledge.
Wow.
With the help of somebody else that was there also. And, you know, they see, like, there's an embrace afterwards or hugging. That's a cool thing. Very, very cool story to see that, you know, I can only imagine that the moment you choose to get on the other side of the ledge, there happens to be Bon Jovi right behind you.
Bon Jovi saved my life today.
Yeah, like, what are the odds? What are the odds?
Not very
literally
high.
Living on a prayer.
Oh, gosh.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
That was the whole setup just for that. All right. I found a story yesterday from the New York Times, which is a little bit concerning for me. Adderall in higher doses may raise the risk of psychosis. And so I was like, I guess I don't technically know what the definition of psychosis is. And so I decided to look it up.
What is it?
Psychosis? I don't know.
Psychosis is a mental health condition characterized by a disconnection from reality. So I decided to look it up. I was like, all right, give me some signs of psychosis. And so they kicked him out to me. I want to see.
So they're saying if you take too much Adderall?
Well, even like the higher doses that are like prescribed. Not even talking about abuse. Just higher doses. You have five times a greater risk for psychosis.
Did you get refilled at all this week?
No, I have not. Can you tell?
You're a little better today.
A little better. It's because I pounded through the C4 earlier. So here's some of the signs of psychosis. You tell me if these sound like me. Number one, hallucinations. Sensing things that aren't present, such as hearing voices, seeing things. Like, you guys hear those sirens right now, right? Like, you hear those. That's not just me. Two, delusions. Now, this one you might say, strongly held false beliefs that aren't based on reality.
So does that mean, like, you're a hypochondriac? Like,
maybe that falls into it.
Are you delusional or, like, making up things about your medical status? That would apply, but otherwise I would say no.
Disorganized thinking or speech. Trouble organizing thoughts leading to incoherent or nonsensical speech.
Oh.
Screw you, Chris.
Chris Strong saying yes. You don't finish your words at the end of sentences right. Because you're talking too fast. But I don't think it's because the thought isn't there. You just don't know how to speak on the radio.
Feeling suspicious, mistrustful, or believing that others are plotting against you.
Kind of.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like Jared Sandler when I was at the beach, where I was mistaking his text completely to be like he was talking down to me. Feeling detached from oneself as if watching one's actions from outside the body. I certainly, I think that I'm connected to my thought process. It's just not always there. Social withdrawal. Avoiding social interactions or withdrawing from friends, family, and usual activities. You say I'm that way at your pool parties.
Yes, but like out here, like a rally house, you would be number one on the show of like going out, conversing, and socializing.
Yeah.
But then in my house, you go sit in the corner, and then you make your kids get out of the pool and leave, and they're having a great time.
Experience.
It's really weird.
You spent more time at the pool party with Mackenzie than anyone else.
That was great
combined.
Content that I wish we could. I mean, Peyton's not here. I could probably do some of it.
Do you think you're antisocial? And you always say, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere. And then you're like sitting in the high school. You know, stands by yourself.
I think I have it. It's not by myself. It's usually with somebody else.
But yeah, but you'll go meet a random Tolo on a Tuesday, yeah, Wednesday, guess, Thursday night. That's social.
I guess it's inconsistent to nonsensical is what it is. Like the moments where I don't feel social versus feeling social, there's no rhyme or reason.
Like, I think you like going to the Star. You like going to Cowboy games, like catch up and talk with the rest
sure.
of the media.
Yeah, and then there are other times where I don't want to be around it at all. So that's probably relevant to did I get my refill or not. Mood changes, experiencing rapid shifts.
Hell yeah.
Mood.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. People think I'm moody. Hell no.
You used to not be able to tell, you said, whenever I wouldn't have it. And now you say you can tell because of my mood. That
yeah.
you say I'm
we
a lot.
Know you better.
I'm angrier when I don't have it.
You just pout.
Lack of insight, difficulty recognizing that one's thoughts, perceptions, or behavior are unusual or problematic.
I think you recognize it's problematic.
I don't know. There are times where I say stuff that y'all think is really weird. I'm like, I have no understanding why y'all think this is an odd behavior.
Okay.
So a little bit of that. And then reduced ability to function, difficulty performing daily tasks such as maintaining hygiene, keeping a job, or engaging in social activities.
Yeah.
Hygiene check.
You got some onions every now and then.
So there's at least a chance. I'm at least a medium on the scale of maybe I have psychosis, I guess is what this is telling me.
Yes. Junk drawer right here on 105 through the fan.
All right. Do you want Gen Z weddings or do you want to go with coffee being spilled on a passenger?
Wedding.
All right. Do not invite Gen Z to your wedding. 72% of Gen Zers say they do not give gifts for attending a wedding, despite the average wedding cost in 2024 costing $26,000.
Wow.
Ooh, I did not spend anywhere near that on my wedding.
when are y'all getting married, by the way, Sarah?
I know. I asked you that yesterday.
I'll be like, what's going on with
Who's
this?
Delaying it? Is it him or you?
Yeah, give Sarah the headset.
Her feet are colder in the wedding than it is when she's in bed in a 68-degree.
Look, Tolos are coming up here, like, at attention to get the wedding answer. Like, I haven't heard anything about this wedding planning or anything.
Neither have I. Neither have I. I would love to know about the wedding. Somebody got cold feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you drag her out here at 5 in the morning?
She said she wanted to go to one of these because she hasn't gone. She wanted to go before before the year was over. And most of them had been like on the east side of Dallas, and this was the one that was here. So
this guy's offering you his Ranger replica ring.
Oh, look at that.
She's got a big ring. That's not the problem. She doesn't have the second ring. She don't have the other ring.
Yeah, she's the other ring.
The rubber one.
So, yeah.
The rubber one.
We were looking at at like honeymoon spots. It was yesterday or the day before. So it's next spring. We don't have a date. Next spring. And guess what? Next spring is going to turn into the spring after that. Because somebody drags their feet. Mm. I'm not going to name names.
Yeah.
But it's that one.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you like to analyze this?
No, I think I'd like him to say more about it. Just keep going.
But anyway, what's y'all's protocol for this? Like for wedding gifts?
I feel bad. I felt bad. I don't care anymore. But if you have my wedding was in Maryland because my parents were there, so I would have had people like not give me gifts
because they flew out.
If they fly out,
yeah.
You don't fly out and you feel bad and you turn me down twice. Brought us. And some other people, you go ahead and give me my gift if you're not going to come. If you're going to fly out there and make those accommodations, no gift.
I did both. I gave you a gift.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a year
you gave
late.
Me a gift 2 years.
It was yeah. 2 years late. It was 2 years late.
You gave me the gift on Sarah's wedding timeline. Yeah. Like 3 years late.
I gave it to you. I definitely did
and
not.
I don't like that tequila either.
Really?
Michael Jordan tequila, it's not good tequila.
Oh.
I had had it beforehand.
Only got it because the bottle was massive.
And probably free. It's probably
no, it was
around.
Not free. It was not free.
Benny Glazer had it just laying around.
Definitely not free. Yeah. I don't even know if it's theirs or not.
Otherwise, you go on the registry, you get a gift.
Yeah, that's it.
What's the problem?
And that's the easiest thing because then you just send it right to their house. You don't have to worry about bringing it to the wedding.
Yes.
Could you imagine bringing a giant toaster oven to a wedding and plopping it right down the table?
Yes. So there it is, the junk drawer right here on 105.3 The Fan. What a perfect commercial coming up after the topic that we just discussed. But we need your official pick. Cowboys, Saints, who's winning, why, what's the score? 877-881-1053, next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.